Rachel Lindeen joining me from the Greater Burlington Partnership. Also, we're joined by Logan Brinks, who is a member of the Greater Burlington Leadership Class for this year. And we welcome both of them to our studios. And to both of you, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
And good morning to you, Logan.
Good morning.
It is Leadership Burlington. Greater Burlington Leadership Class. I was in Leadership Burlington.
Yeah, I said that to Logan. I said, I think Steve was in it a few years ago. So
35 years ago.
Well, good morning. Yeah, we're happy here to talk about Greater Burlington Leadership today. So Logan is actually one of the 15 class members that is participating. And it's a nine-month series that highlights our Greater Burlington area through education, healthcare. We had healthcare day yesterday. I'm drawing a blank. Public safety.
Environment. Government works.
Government, education. Yeah. So they were able to go up to Des Moines with us for Southeast Iowa Days and learn that too. So
okay, now do you meet once a week, is that right?
About once a month.
Once a month, okay. Yep. And each year they're tasked with a class project.
Okay.
So that's what we brought Logan in today to talk about their upcoming, or they're working on their class project.
And the class project is a mural. And it is a mural that's going to, tell me about the mural. Where's the mural going to be?
Absolutely. So the mural is currently on the side of the Drake's Overflow parking right downtown. We took a couple different locations and looked at them all, but we really decided on the Drake location. We want the mural to be visible anywhere downtown, but also to all of our friends that are coming in from Illinois or leaving Illinois. So it's very visible from all of the major roadways downtown. And it's actually already started, so if you haven't already seen it, feel free to drive on down and take a look at the progress.
And what is the mural of?
The mural is going to be featuring a lot of the local Burlington sights and sounds. And so the major highlight is going to be the Welcome to Burlington letters on the side of the building, but we're also planning to feature a lot of our history, items like Snake Alley and our train history, and some of our historic buildings are going to be featured on the side as well.
Fantastic. Greater Burlington Leadership. So how long does the actual class? Is this what's the length of the
class? Yep, so it's a nine-month series, and they meet once a month.
Okay. We had a 10-week series, and we met every week.
Yeah.
But back in the day, we went to a different business or a different road place, and had whether it could, I think it was J.I. Case. We went to Case. We went to any of the major factories, all the major businesses, some of the banks. But it was a chance to just sort of, and if you really were, and you'd hear from the leadership of those places to get an idea of how do they operate and what do they need and what's the management style that they have too. So that was in the long ago. So I'm guessing
it hasn't changed that much, Steve. We're doing just exactly that.
Okay.
So
okay, well, see, what's old is new again.
That's right.
Anyway, no, it's what made you want to do this?
To do the mural specifically was something our group sat down and we wanted to bring something to Burlington that was unique, something that would attract hopefully visitors as well as make our entire town kind of proud of where we're from and embrace our past while also trying to bridge into the future of where we think Burlington needs to be going.
How about, you personally joining the class?
Absolutely. So I actually moved to Burlington 3 years ago. So I'm not from here. I didn't know the area very well. And so joining the class has been a great opportunity for me to meet a lot of the other local businesses that I haven't already stopped by. And so when I was invited, I was very excited to meet other individuals who are equally as passionate about Burlington and our community, while also getting to meet other individuals throughout the community and getting to understand what we actually have to offer behind the scenes.
And a side note here, Logan grew up 10 miles from where I grew up. And in the place where my Uncle Les lived most of his life. But anyway, that's another story.
Another day.
Basically, it's by Decorah is where it is. And Chad Bird, obviously, he came from Decorah, too. And it is, so it's learning about the community. And I think that was really one of the other keys. I'll say what it was back then. Back then, all of the fees were typically paid by the manager or by the company that you were working for, because they wanted you, they considered you to be the next layer of the management team.
I'm going to sound like a broken record, Steve. Not much has changed. So, okay. But actually, that's a good cue. We are we will wrap up this class in May. There will be a ribbon cutting for the mural on May 16th at 4:30 that is open to the public, and that is also the graduation day. So we'll actually be wrapping up this class and actually looking for participants for next year's class. And that all that information is on greaterburlington.com, and the application is due by July 15th.
Okay. And the mural, you should have that all done, you said, certainly by May, right?
Absolutely. It should be done by the 16th. We're planning to do an unveiling and ribbon cutting at the same time as graduation on that 16th.
All right. Well, it's nice to know that some things are a lot the same.
Exactly.
But also to know that it was a good thing. It was a very good thing. And it really does immerse you. It really immerses you into the community, and so it's a learning experience in that way as well. So, Greater Burlington leadership. I think of Greater Burlington YP because there was also back in the old days they also had a I think they called it Young Burlington or something like that. Yeah, okay, so they changed names, but a lot of the things stay the same. Anyway, Logan Brinks, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks for
Rachel
having
me. Lindeen, thank you. And you know what? Farmers Market is coming up pretty
soon. I know.
Soon.
It's in about 2 weeks. Can you believe it? But then we're having a late spring, so I can only... So, as we look outside...
For another side note, you were in charge of the Farmers Market for how long?
3 or 4 years. I've lost track now. And yeah. I passed the baton, but I still enjoy it and still...
When she was in charge, for some miracle of miracles, it never rained.
It never rained.
Can you put that spirit out there? I don't think I can.
And every Thursday morning, Steve and I would be like, okay, it's going to rain this morning, but be sunny by this afternoon. So.
All right. It's great to have Greater Burlington leadership. Great to have both of you here. Have a great time. I'll look forward to seeing the mural and looking forward to talking more with you. Let's see. I'm not sure when we talk next.
I'll be up before you know it.
All right. But Amy Moyner will be joining me every Thursday, at least briefly, to talk about each farmer's market, which has changed dramatically from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and it was so the community knows, it's May 5th is the first one at 4:30 to 7.
All right. Logan Brinks, Rachel Lindeen, thank you so much. Have a great day.